Welcome and thank you for joining us today in Believers Academy as we study one of the foundational principles in the Bible, faith. Hi, I'm Chris from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and our goal is to help you be what God intended you to be and fulfill your destiny in Christ. This is lesson 1 of 5 in this series, and we want to answer the question, faith. What is it? We will consider 3 points in this session. First, what is the definition of faith? Second, what are some examples of faith? And third, can we please God with faith? To get the most out of this study, we recommend you download the accompanying materials and use them for further study. For today's lesson, you'll need a pen and paper to take notes. This teaching can be paused at any time so you can look up scripture or rewind to recap an important point. Now let's study together and find out about the spiritual concept we call faith. The first point we want to explore is the definition of faith. The dictionary tells us that faith is the ability to believe without demanding proof, to believe simply because we have confidence or trust in the person who is speaking. Early in life, people develop faith. It's a mental faith. They trust their parents or teachers or other caretakers. Until they are given a reason not to trust, people will continue to have faith in others. In fact, children must be taught not to trust. Knowing who to trust and who not to trust is one of the first principles of maturity. However, the faith we are studying is the God kind of faith, not mental but spiritual. The biblical definition for faith is found in Hebrews 11:1, which says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith looks ahead, sees what God has promised, and believes it to be true regardless of the current circumstances. That's how God operates, in faith. Here's another definition from the Bible. Romans 4:17 says that God gives life to the dead and calls by faith those things which do not exist as though they did. In other words, faith does not have to see something to believe it. Faith is not part of the natural world, in that it cannot be defined by the 5 physical senses. Yet, faith is a tangible force that affects the spiritual and natural or physical world. Now, the Bible tells us there is a spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, 'I believed and therefore I spoke,' we also believe and therefore speak." The spirit of faith has 2 parts, believing and speaking. It's not enough to believe only. Your belief should be so strong that you can't help but speak what you believe. You believe, therefore you speak. You have the spirit of faith. God is a spirit. He works with spiritual tools, things the world cannot understand, like this spiritual tool called faith. Faith in God is powerful and produces change. In fact, God uses faith in all that He does. That brings us to the second point. Let's look at some examples of this God kind of faith. Our first example is God Himself. Faith is the force that God used when He spoke creation into being. In Genesis 1:3, we read, "Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. God spoke, and light was created. Water was divided from land, and all life was created, including man, by faith." When God's powerful word is mixed with His faith, nothing can withstand that mighty force. Another example of someone who had faith was Abraham. He is called the father of our faith. Why? Because he obeyed God's word expecting to see a desired result. He had no physical evidence to support God's promises. He simply trusted that God would do what He said He would do. God promised Abraham that even though he and Sarah were childless and past childbearing years, that they would have a son. Abraham believed God again by faith, and a son, Isaac, was born to them in their old age. Abraham had faith that God would do what he said he would do, even though it was a feat that was impossible for man to accomplish. He spoke those things that did not exist as though they did exist, and that's faith. That's how God operates. Let me assure you, and this is our third point, your faith, just like Abraham's faith, pleases God. In fact, you cannot please God without faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him." You see, God is listening for you to speak words of faith. He wants to answer your prayers to make things good for you, just like he did for Abraham. He wants to hear you talk as though you believe his word was written specifically to you, even though it was recorded many years ago. God is not looking for you to do some great work, nor is he waiting for you to preach some great sermon. Neither is he wanting you to make some great sacrifice. God is watching and listening to see if you will believe him, trust him, have faith in him. When you do, he is pleased. 1 John 5:14-15 says, "And we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for." In Mark 11:22, Jesus told his disciples, "Have faith in God." That is an instruction for you also. You are to have faith in God. Have faith in what God said in his word. Will he keep his word to you? Settle it in your heart today. God does keep his word. You can trust in God. You can have faith in God and his word. Faith is receiving something as true based on the word of God, even when it has not been revealed. You, as a person of faith, don't need to consult your physical senses to find evidence of God's answered prayer. Just look to God. Base your faith on what God has said and what Jesus has done for you. Hebrews 12:2 says in the Amplified Bible, "Look to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher to bring to maturity and perfection." Faith always works. Always. Your faith in God and his promises will bring change to any situation. No one can stop your faith. Speak what the word of God says. Read God's word over the situation. Remember, God wants you to have a good life. Let go of anything you heard that indicates that God is looking for a reason to punish you. He's not. God is good, God loves you, and God wants to give you his life. Isn't that good? Be sure to keep your faith alive. You must push doubt and unbelief away from your mind. They want to consume your thoughts and hinder you from receiving God's answer. Keep your spiritual eyes open and continue to look at what God promised rather than what is seen in the natural world. Believe God and his word on purpose. God is upholding the world with the power of his word. Surely he can keep his word to you. Commit to believe the word of God as your final and complete evidence. Ask God to reveal to you knowledge of the strength and assurance of his word. Exercise your faith by believing God and by praising him for what he's doing for you. This completes our first lesson. It is our great joy to rejoice with you. We look forward to seeing you in our next session, Activate Your Faith. Meanwhile, here are some things to think about. How do you recognize faith in your life? What are the two parts of the spirit of faith? Why does your faith please God? God bless you in your study of his word. And remember, Jesus is Lord.